Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Kay Kennedy, Spot employee, joining us now on the line after they voted to unionize yesterday. Kay, thanks so much for joining us. What does this mean? What is the next step after last night's vote?
Well, the immediate next step was for us to celebrate because we were so excited. But what's coming up next is we conduct surveys of all the other employees, and together we decide what our contract is going to look like.
All right, and the boycott that had started over this whole labor strife, is that over?
No, it's not. So the three demands that we had for Spot in order for us to call off the boycott included reinstating the fired workers, which still has not officially happened. So we're still asking customers to boycott.
Now, you mentioned kind of going to the negotiating table as part of your next step, what this new contract will look like. Have you, heard from Spot or anybody there in management that they're going to be receptive to this, that this is going to be an easy thing to do, to negotiate a contract?
I'm hoping that it's going to go along the same lines as Rochester. You know, union negotiations are not a walk in the park, but they're meeting with the Rochester reps and conversations are happening, so it's only expectation that we should receive the same respect.
Has there been any communication, Kay, since the vote from Spot Coffee, from the management?
Nope. Not yet.
Okay, and the contract that you're seeking, do you know what the Spot Coffee Rochester contract looks like? Do you want something like that?
I'm assuming we'll have a similar sort of demand, but we don't know what their contract negotiations look like yet. They haven't signed their first one. They had, I believe, their first round of negotiations just a couple weeks ago, so it's still a work in progress.
Do you have an idea of what you want this union to look like? Does every Spot employee from now on, are they going to be forced to join the union? Is it going to be up to each individual employee? How are you hoping to structure this?
Every employee at these four locations will have the privilege to join the union with us, yeah. We're hoping to eventually grandfather the transit location into the union. We had a difficult time with it originally because, well, the union intimidation tactics there were very strong in a way that they weren't in the Buffalo Central location.
When you say everyone has the privilege to join, does that mean that everyone has to join the union or you have the choice?
Everybody has to join, yeah. The union is going to represent all of us together. You know, collective bargaining only works if you are a collective.
What's your message to customers today after this vote?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
What is your message to customers of Spot Coffee now that the vote's been taken?
I mean, my message is thank you to everyone who supported us. Buffalo is a union town. You could tell that with the drop in traffic after all this news came out.
What is the timeline expected to be now? So we know negotiations will happen. Do you have a sense, maybe from looking at Rochester or just from what you've been told from union reps as to how long this might take to get an agreement in place?
No, I don't have any concrete timeline right now that I would feel confident enough in.
Do you think, Kay, that the labor battle is over now that you've taken this vote, or really has it kind of all just begun? It doesn't sound like there's going to be a lot of cooperation from management.
I mean, this was an amazing victory. The fight's not over, but the momentum is there. We're going to encounter more struggles, but, you know, same deal. We ask that the community support us, and we as workers will join together and keep doing our thing.
Kay, thanks for the update, and thanks for joining us this morning. That's Kay Kennedy, Spot Coffee employee. Employees voted to unionize last night.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.